Proclamation number 6877, dated the July 24th, 1957. Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Single quote. You were granted a length of time for your salvation, and this time is fully sufficient for you to liberate yourselves and enter the kingdom of light after the death of your body, providing you make correct use of it and avail yourselves of all blessings which are at your disposal throughout this time. I truly do not expect the impossible of you, and my words, be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Single quote would be unjustified were it difficult or impossible to attain perfection on earth. Nevertheless, it requires your will to reach the goal on account of which you live on earth. Your will is free, and this alone determines which degree of maturity your soul has attained at the end of your life on earth. Even though unlimited blessings are at your disposal, you must use them of your own free will, since they do not compel you in any way. Instead, they simply remain ineffective if they are not gladly and gratefully accepted. This flow of grace is available to all people, thus all people can attain perfection on earth. And so no one is more disadvantaged than another person, no one is privileged to receive a greater measure of blessings. But one person can certainly unearth the great treasure of grace, whilst another can disregard it and move on. The acceptance and use of blessings does not depend on a person's fate, on his circumstances or his worldly sphere of activity, for every human being has the opportunity to accept an unlimited measure of blessings, since it is merely a matter of soul, a matter of free will. Because no earthly power or no earthly living conditions can force a person to forego spiritual wealth, providing the person is willing to make mental contact with me and appeals to me for grace and strength. For this is conveyed to him by me at the exclusion of earthly obstacles. These are possessions which are imparted to the soul and can be received by every person to the same extent. It merely depends on the direction of the human being's will, and the direction of his will is not enforced by any side. At the start of its embodiment as a human being, the soul is indeed enclosed by thick layers which prevent the penetration of light, but a tiny spark nevertheless shines within which influences it to think and want in a benign way. If it complies with this influence, it will become increasingly more enlightened within. If it ignores it, it will already have rejected a blessing, for, especially at the beginning of its embodiment, it is accompanied by spiritual guardians, regardless of the human being's circumstances. They will not exert force either. Nevertheless, the person can turn towards that which is good, because these spiritual guardians will prevent evil influence from enslaving the will. And as soon as the human being can think for himself, he also has the ability to differentiate between good and bad, because he will be affected in the same way by the results of other people's good and bad actions. Even if external circumstances were to force him into bad actions, his innermost will can resist it, and this will therefore shapes the human being. However, a good will always accepts blessings, and these flow to it truly without restriction. Consequently, every soul has the opportunity to completely discard its layers during the time at its disposal. It can attain perfection, for every weakness can be balanced out by blessings, providing the human being is willing to make use of the treasure of grace at his disposal, for the latter was gained by Jesus Christ through his death at the cross, so no one needs to remain weak, no one is hopelessly exposed to my adversary, every person can become blessed by grace. He need only turn his free will towards the Divine Redeemer. As long he is still unenlightened and therefore has no knowledge or realization, he must comply with the inspiration from the indwelling spiritual spark which urges him into good intentions and actions. Only then will he make use of the great treasure of grace, and he will also always be receptive to the influx of blessings which will never cease as long as the human being lives on earth. But it will always require free will in order to let it take effect, in which case, however, the attainment of the goal of becoming perfect will be guaranteed. Amen.